Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Ronald Cray bringing this back. My favorite blues man. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, our good friend. USChamber.com, right, Giovanni?
That's correct.
That's the website for the U.S. Chamber, which is where Giovanni is the Vice President of Small Business Policy, a longtime 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. We're talking, Giovanni, about some of the things is this an example? Is the Job Act something that Washington got right recently?
Yeah, they really did, and they did it on a bipartisan basis. Everybody came in to sign this. They knew it was going to create jobs. And just to see the results of this, they did a study, and an IPO creates an average of 822 jobs. We have a quarter of a million jobs that were created because of the 316 IPOs to date in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Increases every year since the Jobs Act, for the 2 years the Jobs Act was signed into law. And this year is the highest year of IPOs since 1999, and people may not understand that, but this is our seed corn. A lot of people look at IPOs and businesses, and they say, "Well, it's really not small; they're doing $1 billion." Well, mm-hmm. In comparison, it's very small compared to big multinationals and other companies. So,
right.
The sales—you got to really put things in perspective. And just because you're not four or five employees doesn't mean that taxes and regulations don't hurt you and don't change your behavior.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that the Jobs Act did redefine the way people can raise money and help it improve
right.
that, loosened up some things. But as you know, Giovanni, most of the job creators in America are never going to go public.
That's correct.
And so this wasn't exactly the Job Act wasn't a comprehensive bill as far as I'm concerned. In other words, it didn't really touch every small business like it could have. What do you think?
It touched a very narrow percentage of businesses that are very fast growing.
Yeah.
And they needed help.
We needed those people. We got, you got Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, all those companies that started out like exactly like this, out of somebody's garage or apartment somewhere. So our next companies like that, that wind up hiring, thousands of people and creating great innovations, we needed those people to be freed up. And so from the standpoint that the Jobs Act took care of that sector of the marketplace, good for them. But out here on Main Street, not so much.
No, Main Street is not. And to give it in perspective, we're talking 400 businesses as opposed to
right.
28 million businesses. And Main Street has not seen job creation or even business creation
That's right.
in the last 10 years. And it's a shame because of the taxes, because of regulations,
That's right.
because of how onerous it is to navigate. There's a more of an incentive not to hire an employee than to hire one. And
mm-hmm.
and that's what really grows the economy is the small business, the incentive, the passion, the enthusiasm, as you well know, and as you point out in many of your books and speeches, it's those small businesses, those guys that get up every day looking to start the cars and make sure things are going, and all of a sudden they get clobbered by a regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable what's happening out there. I've seen thousands of examples where we had one guy come into we talked about. He got dinged for $1 million in legal fees because of a definition, a national definition as opposed to one in California where he's been sued in California. And this, you know, this is the thing that puts businesses out of business. The new labor laws going into effect, the new EPA rules on the redefinition of the waters of the USA.
Oh yeah, that was out of control. That's one of the environmental stupid things that is happening with the Obama administration right now. And folks, I mean, it's the only way you can attribute it to. You have to attribute this to the Obama administration. And speaking of which, Irani, you can't have the conversation we're having right now without talking about the impact, the negative impact, the pervasive and multifaceted negative impact of Obamacare.
Well, gosh, that's an overhang. I talked to the IRS officials on what some of the big issues that are facing businesses in their tax filings, and now the IRS has the oversight of Obamacare and enforcement there.
They can't even do what their original job well.
Yeah,
they're having a hard time keeping up with their original job.
That's an added complexity. An added complexity, and it's one. You know, our healthcare system was broken before Obamacare, and it's still broken, and unfortunately, in many different ways. We need to harness this such that entrepreneurs can be freed from the oversight and the regulation. I mean, you look at some of these, the medical device tax.
Yeah.
We're taxing things that
Giovanni, that's tax on revenue, not even profits.
Yeah, and how complicated it is to implement. We're taxing the very thing that we're trying to make more, you know, to improve and innovation within a field.
That's right. The Jobs Act, folks, was beneficial, but didn't benefit all. And we still need that kind of help from Washington, D.C. Quick break, right back with Giovanni Cortola. I'm going to ask him when we come back about how he thinks the election is stacking up so far.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.